You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Sends that one to left. Altuve going back, watching this one. That's a slam the other way. Trent Grisham, who already has his career high in home runs this year with 28. Previous career high was 17. It's number 29, and it's a slam. And all of a sudden, it's 6-0.
You know what? I did not see that. I heard some of the coaches saying that. But I don't know if it was if the clock was running and saying like step off the pitch clock was running out, but I did not see that, so I got to go and look at it.
Okay, welcome in everybody on a Wednesday.
Ask me how I'm feeling this morning, Sean.
Yeah. How you doing, Seth? How you feeling?
Brandy wants me to apologize to you for being irrationally agitated when you asked me how I was feeling yesterday.
I really wasn't coming at you. I wasn't being passive aggressive.
No, you weren't coming at me. No. In my mind, I was going somewhere, and you kind of veered me off track, and that's when I turned into a petulant child. So I'm not feeling great this morning after yet another look, there's – for those of you just waking up who didn't see, we had a little bit of a situation last night where Fromber may or may not have been ignoring Cesar Salazar, the catcher, and then may or may not have beamed his own catcher in the
two pitches later.
After allowing a grand slam.
Yeah.
I'll let Sean lay it all out for you.
Okay.
But this is a classic Fromber moment because none of the explanations afterwards really add up. Yeah. I've done the deep dive. If I were an attorney and I was cross examining people, none of the explanations really make sense, other than that at the base of it all, it's hard not to think that Fromber had a classic Fromber meltdown.
The intent is the big thing. So I'll do my best. Yeah. I'll do my best to lay this out because I had my fantasy draft last night, as you know, Seth. This is the league I've been in for nearly 30 years. Next year will be year 30. I'm in it with several other media members, two of whom we compete with in the mornings. Our good friends John and Lance and Adam Wexler's in there. So we had the game on, but we didn't have the sound up. So I only saw the grand slam. I didn't see all the controversy till I got back up to my apartment afterwards and saw the social media. But the grand slam that you just heard, faithful audience, Cesar Salazar appeared to want Fromber to step off the mound before he threw the pitch that resulted in the grand slam. Fromber either just didn't see it or just completely ignored him and threw a sinker right down the heart of the plate.
Yep.
And Grisham sent this thing opposite field well into the Crawford boxes.
But wait, it gets worse.
Yeah, it gets worse. Yeah, so that the game at that time was 2-0, which I know feels like an insurmountable lead these days. Well, if 2-0 feels insurmountable, boy, let me tell you what 6-0 feels like. So a couple of pitches later, Fromber throws another sinker that just it looked like it crossed up Salazar, but it beamed him right in the chest.
Yeah.
With zero remorse from Fromber over the whole thing, and Salazar taking off his mask and having a look on his face like this.
I thought he was going to charge them up.
Ben, I almost, yeah.
Salazar might be the first person in Major League Baseball history to get beaned by both starting pitchers in a baseball game because he got hit by pitch in this game as well. So I don't know. It's so crazy.
So this was Joe Espada. This was Joe Espada.
So wait, and I think you said it. Yeah, Salazar was setting up for a curveball, had his glove way down low.
Yep.
And for anybody that asks, it's an understandable question. It's just not so easy to just, when you're expecting a curveball, to all of a sudden adjust to a 92-mile-per-hour sinker.
Correct.
So it wasn't, people have asked, like, well, why didn't he just catch it? Like, it's because it's really, really fast.
Yeah, it's coming. Exactly. It's really, really fast. So the big question is, did Fromber do this out of frustration? Did he do it intentionally? Here was Joe Espada on this sequence on the cross-up, air quotes, between the two after the game.
You know what? I think it did. It's not the first that happened. You know, that pitch comp could be an issue. But I got to talk to, you know, Sally about it because he kind of looked like he got crushed up.
Okay. Now here are the other things that we need to know. And Brian McTaggart had a good summary of this whole thing in the clubhouse afterwards. Is that Fromber claims that he apologized to Salazar in the dugout after the inning was over.
Yeah.
The two were seen speaking in a very animated fashion in the clubhouse. Salazar
is still in his full gear.
Yeah.
Fromber dressed in his street clothes.
After the game.
Showered. Yeah.
Yeah. Then the two were pulled into the manager's office.
But I promise you, there's nothing to see here.
Yeah, right. It came out after Fromber, somewhere along the way, Fromber did his post-game media availability, I think before this, because he was still in his uniform. Yeah. And he claimed that it was not intentional, that the two got crossed up.
Well, and so this is where, nothing adds up, because he says he called for a sinker, which meanwhile, Fromber doesn't wear the device that allows him to call for a pitch.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And when somebody followed up and asked, like, so how'd you call for it? He says, it wasn't necessary that I called for it. It was just the pitch I had in mind. He called for a curveball, but it was already in my mind that I was going to throw a sinker.
He throws 90-something pitches in a game, and this happens to be the one where I just had this one in mind.
I feel like Salazar is trying to fall on his sword here.
Yes.
And I wouldn't criticize him if this isn't the whole truth, because I think he's trying to be, just do right by the team on this one. He said it was the buzz in the stadium following the grand slam made it hard to hear. He says it was a big spot for the Yankees. The stadium was loud, and I thought I pressed the button, but I pressed the wrong button, and I was expecting another pitch. I pressed the wrong button, and yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
But then he also did say, heat of the moment got to us. He apologized after. Oh, okay. If you press the wrong button, you caress the wrong button. If as far as the heat of the moment part of it and Fromber apologizing, there's something that doesn't add up here.
The buzz in the stadium, you're in your home stadium. I know a lot of Yankee fans travel.
Yeah.
I get that. But the buzz in the stadium, that does not. There's several
things. And Fromber saying that he called for a sinker.
Dude, yes.
When he can't call for a sinker.
There are several things that don't line up here. If what we're trying to adjudicate is the intent of that that stray sinker that Fromber threw. Number one, Salazar is a guy who's just trying to hang on to a major league job. So he is going to fall on his sword. There's nothing Cesar Salazar is going to do. If the company line on this is it was a cross-up, Salazar is going to play nice and go along with it. Let's start there with that. Number two, Fromber does not have the benefit of the doubt on anything that involves being a child. This year.
Right.
He is not backing up bases. He leads the league in pitch clock violations.
He's blaming defensive positioning at times. That one fly ball where he blamed the defensive positioning, it was exactly the right positioning that it should have been based on his history.
And he's got two or three more quotes just like the one Seth pointed out right there where he's blaming guys after games. I think he probably ignored Cesar Salazar when he said to step off the mound. I don't think it was, I didn't see him.
I didn't see the catcher
waving.
Who I was like aiming the ball at, waving his hand.
Fromber gets no benefit of the doubt on any of this stuff. None of it. It was intentional.
And credit to, it was Chandler Rome pointed this out. Because my first question was, all right, is this, has Fromberg gone off the rails and stopped consulting his sports psychologist? For whatever it's worth, Andy Nunez, the team sports psychologist, was making one of his yearly visits to the team yesterday. That's when he started. He was there yesterday. So I don't know. Maybe he tried some new form of hypnotism or something before the game that backfired. I don't know.
Or he had a look. These guys aren't hitting right now. Maybe they prioritized the hitters with him yesterday. And Fromber's like waiting in line to see him, and then the game just started. He's like, "Well, I guess I'll just see him tomorrow." You know,
I could see if of all the players on the team that might use Nunez, the sports psychologist, could you also see Fromber as being the one that forms like a like has a jealous relationship with him somehow? Like he sees Nunez talking to somebody else.
Oh yeah,
and he's like, "You're mine. You're mine. What are you doing? You don't talk to him."
That's right. And then Fromber's way to deal with it is he just doesn't talk to him at all before the game.
What if Nunez pissed him off or
pissed
something?
Him off and he snubbed him. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does this all mean? Well, the Astros lost last night 7-1. The big thing is you lose a game. Now, thankfully,
it was a battle of two of the best ground ball pitchers in the league.
Yeah,
they've got the second and third highest ground ball rate in the. Fromber's got the best home run rate in the league in terms of not allowing up home runs.
Yeah.
He allowed two last night, including a grand slam.
Yeah. So those numbers didn't play out last night, at least on the Astros side of things. Thankfully, the Mariners marinered again last night. They lost.
The
Astros are still three games up.
Is there anything that's been frustrating you about the Astros offense? It was there in great form last night. They were just dribbling balls off of their bats. They might as well have been hitting them with tissue paper.
Dude.
The average velocity off the bat was like 90 miles per hour. They left, they were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position.
Oh, good stop job. Me if
that's
heard
consistency
this before.
There.
Yeah.
They're going to down 5 or 6. They're trying to bunt late in the game.
What was that?
Why not?
Dude.
Yeah, let's just get on the board.
What was that?
We're bunting poorly.
And it's not just we're bunting. It's Jeremy Pena, who's been your best hitter all year, is bunting, and he bunts it right back to that. You may as well have hit a comebacker. Bunts it right at the pitcher. What are we doing? So they lose and it's the Yankees. So it's just, it's tough to watch the Yankees celebrating grand slams in your ballpark. And it's
you know
gross.
What? I didn't realize this. Aaron Boone was at the UNC game the night before this game.
With
as well.
A sweater tied around his waist like some preppy. Yeah.
And Yankees fans were not happy about that. His son is a football coach. And I immediately thought, like, is there a Belichick connection here? His son was there the year before, though, as a football coach with Mac Brown. So
oh, and
Belichick
he kept him on the staff. Him. Okay. Yeah. Must be a good recruiter. That's what I would guess. I could see that. Aaron Boone's got at least a lively personality. I could see that apple not falling that far from the tree.
Well, yeah, and then Aaron Boone was justifiably peeved about the strike zone last night. He was all agitated and talking to the umps between innings and everything. Yeah. There's nothing about last night that was fun for me.
No.
Text in. What am I forgetting or misremembering about any fun part of last night?
Well, these are the games where it's fun to come in and see what people were texting to Patrick and Sean last night. Because they're on the air while the game is going on. Let's see. This is Joe in Minnesota. I just watched the Framber video. If I was the catcher, I would have thrown one back at him when he turned his back on me and pegged him in the back. Screw Framber. What a child. So done with this 31-year-old toddler.
That's the whole thing. It's Framber's body language and facial expression afterwards. He did not look like a guy who felt bad that he had just beamed his catcher in the chest.
No,
he was glaring. I thought they were going to throw hands.
He looked like a killer. He had the assassin.
He's like, that's what you get.
Yeah,
that's what you get.
That's exactly what it was.
That's what you get. Look.
Yep. That's exactly what it was. Another
like when you take something like when you punish your child and you're just like and you're like oh, nope, that's what you get. Nope.
Now, text message. Now you understand why Maldonado was so important to have on this team. Oh, a tribute to Maldy. Nice on the text page. All right. Man, a lot of text rolling in on this. We'll keep an eye on what you guys are saying about this. We got a lot to get to this morning. Nick Caserio joins us at 7:30 on the show today. So we'll talk to the Texans executive vice president and GM, kind of preview the season, start to get ready for 2025. He made a move yesterday, move that I liked and a move that we've kind of discussed throughout the preseason. Is this how the Texans are going to handle this position moving forward? I'm not just talking about this year. I'm talking about in future years. That is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.